Daf Kufam Gimel up to the Mishnah. B'Shamah says you're allowed to take off from the table with the hands, bones, and shells. And Mishnah says, no, you have to take it off with the tablecloth and then shake off. And then you're allowed to take off from the table crumbs that are less than the kazayas, or the pods of the beans, or the pods of lentils, because it's a machal vein. A sponge, if it has a leather holder, then you can wipe with it. If not, you're not allowed to wipe it because it might come to the street. If it's chumza, in either case, you can take it on Shabbos, and it's not a kabbal tum because he holds it's not considered kli. Rav Nachman said, we don't hold only b'sham holds like a b'hu that he holds, amongst them still holds like a b'sham. You're allowed to take off from the table crumbs, it's a right. Rav Nachman said, crumbs that don't have a kazayas, you're not allowed to throw it out by hand. And then he said that the pods of beans is going to b'sham, and the others hold the mukhtza. Safe it says that the sponge, if it has a handle, you're allowed to wipe it. If not, you're not allowed to wipe it. That goes to go into the middle. Also, mukta. That was Shem's chavin is also. So the Gemara says, even this of Shem's moida. So by and over both hold that Shem's moida is a great shvilyos. These seeds of these bad dates, which the whole date gets given to an animal to eat, you're allowed to be metatet since it's roy because of the mother. Whereas the parsaisa, which is a good date, which you don't give to animals, only humans eat it, is also. Shmuel would move it with bread. Shargah Shabbos and Shmuel at the Korah. The reason Shmuel said you could do any needs what you need with bread. Rabbah would move it up because of a pitcher of water. Rav Huna Breda Shua would make it like Graf Shari. Rav said to him, when you're allowed to make a Graf Shari like a Tchila, Shesh would throw it with his tongue. The Papa would throw it behind his bed. And said of Shari ben Avkulos that he would turn his face behind his bed and throw it. And then he would do a Graf Shari and he would clean it. Hadron Allah Noit Ladnus Benoit. The new parak on Amud Beis. A Chavis that broke, you're allowed to save from it. Food for three sudas, and you can tell other people go save yourself food for three sudas as long as he doesn't sponge it. You're not allowed to squeeze out fruit, take out the liquid, and if they went out on their own, it's awesome. Review this says, look, if you took it in for food originally, then whatever comes out from them is not mukhtas mutter. If you took it in for drink, then obviously whatever comes out from it is awesome because it might come to skita. Beeswax, which you don't usually squeeze, but you crush it for Shabbos and the honey comes out by themselves, is awesome. The blazer is matter because chamar machmer because they might come to crush in Shabbos. Learn the rice. The person shouldn't sponge wine and should not use his hand to fill up with oil. He shouldn't do it the way over the chut. Chamar that if fruit fell spread on the chut, so he can pick it up hand by hand and eat it, but he can't put it into a basket or into a box. Shouldn't do it kadesh ois b'chut. You're not allowed to squeeze the fruit. Ravida was the name. Sure, Ravida was more than chum when it comes to olives and grapes because they're meant to schita, usually used for grape, for liquid. So therefore, he means it for liquid. Ula said the name of Rav Rebuda argued even olives and grapes. Because the halacha is like Rebuda, other fruits, and the halacha is not like Rebuda when it comes to olives and grapes. Rav is the name of Rebuda, which means Rebuda was moid the chum was aisman. I mean, the chum moid the Rebuda and other fruits. So they hear me said to Rav, so what do they argue? So he said, go find it. So Nachmitzuk said it's Mustaba that they argue by berries and pomegranate. Because we learned olives that out came all by themselves. Grapes that came out wine by themselves, and they brought it in. Whether he brought in the grapes and the pomegranate to eat, or for liquid, whatever comes out is also. Whereas berries and that came out water, and pomegranate that came out wine, if he brought them in to eat, then whatever comes out of them is mutter. If he brought them to drink, or stam, whatever comes out is also. That's to be the Shita Chomzeg. But it's a food, amash, whatever comes out is also. So the Gemara says, if the whole stam is also, we learned the Mishnah. The milk of the breast of a woman is matama, meaning it's machsher, it's considered a liquid, l'rotzen shle l'rotzen. Milk of a hem is not matama, only l'rotzen. So the Kiva says, kavachem, madach milk of a woman, it's not miyuchat only for children. It's matama, l'rotzen, and shle l'rotzen. Chalav behema, that's miyuchat both the tanam and the dinam, is a vada that's matama, l'rotzen, and shle l'rotzen. So it said, if you're matama, the woman's milk, shle l'rotzen, because we know blood of her wound is matama. And so therefore, the milk is matama. But the chol behema shleilu rotzain. Why is not matama? Because dama gefas is tar. That's his question. So we'll see the answer in the Shem. This is the end of Daf Kuf Mem Gimel.